So, today we're talking about paradox. And before I start, and now that we're recording, I can say that I have taken pretty much everything I'm telling you today from this book. Fantastic book called Paradoxology. Yeah. And it's written by a guy called Krish Kandaye, who I actually know. Yeah, he's a really good guy, clever also. And he's written this book because he has seen from years of working with university students. And also from working in local churches, that there are some questions about Christianity that people really don't know how to answer. And he would say that many people leave the church because they just can't answer some of the questions which are difficult in the Bible. And one of the big mistakes we make as churches is that we don't allow our young people to ask difficult questions. We want to give them just the answer. So in this book, he's got lots of paradoxes in the Bible. And fortunately for us, there's the Joshua paradox. And so what I say to you today, lots of it will be taken from his writing, his thinking. Okay, so it's not my thinking. I'm not quite so clever.
Oh, yes, you are. No.
So, let's start. What is the paradox? What is the problem with the book of Joshua? And the problem with the book of Joshua. And I said last week that there are many churches who do not touch this book. I said last week that I went on one of the biggest churches in Britain at their website to see if there was some preaching on Joshua that I could borrow. They didn't have anything from the book of Joshua. And it's because the Israelites go into the land and kill everyone.
A je to preto, lebo Izraeliti idú do tej zasľúbenej zeme a zabijú všetkých.
Or they're instructed to kill everyone.
Oni v podstate aj dostali také inštrukcie, že majú všetkých zabiť.
They don't actually do it, but that's the instructions.
Oni to nakoniec neurobili, ale taký bol pokyn.
And because of this book, many atheists have good cause to say bad things about God. A good reason to say bad things about God.
Knihy majú ateisti dosť dobrých dôvodov hovoriť zlé veci na Boha.
So there's like one of the most famous atheist men, Richard Dawkins. Do you know him?
No. Je aj taký ateista nejaký známy, Richard.
Dawkins. And he basically calls God the most unpleasant character in all fiction.
In all fiction.
Fiction, yes.
A on nazýva Boha ako tým takou najnepríjemnejšou postavou v rámci celej fikcie.
Of course he thinks the Bible is fiction.
Yeah.
But you know, he will look at the Bible and say, look, God says, go and kill everyone, including the women and the children.
A on vidí v Biblii napísané, choďte a zabite všetkých, aj ženy, aj deti.
He could also point to many other passages in the Bible where God kills some people.
On by mohol poukázať ešte na veľa ďalších iných pasáží v Biblii, kde Boh zabíja ľudí.
And for us as Christians, we need to be able to think about this.
My ako kresťania by sme mali nad tým uvažovať.
And today we're going to think together.
A dnes budeme uvažovať spolu.
Because I don't have all the answers.
Pretože ani ja nemám všetky odpovede.
So I'm going to present to you today some ideas.
Tak dnes vám predstavím nejaké myšlienky.
And then we're going to discuss what you think about what I said.
A budeme sa rozprávať o tom, čo si myslíte o tých veciach, o ktorých hovorím.
Whether you think the ideas that I say are good,
či sú tie myšlienky dobré,
or whether they're weak arguments,
alebo sú to slabé argumenty,
or they make no sense.
Alebo vôbec nedávajú zmysel.
So that's what we're going to do today. So part of it I will be speaking, then we will split into groups.
Takže to budeme robiť dnes. Nejaký čas bude rozprávať Pete a potom budeme v skupinke.
It means you need to listen, otherwise you can't talk in the group.
A musíte počúvať, aby ste sa potom vedeli rozprávať v skupinke.
So, first we're going to look at a few passages in Joshua and Deuteronomy which talk about this going into the land and killing lots of people.
Takže budeme teraz sa venovať knihám Jozue a Deuteronomium a tam bude niečo, čo sa týka zabíjania ľudí.
So, if you open your Bible, if you have your Old Testament, to Deuteronomy 20.
Takže Deuteronomium 20.
Verse 16.
16. verš.
No, that's not correct.
Nie, to nie je správne.
I'm looking at this here and it's not correct. Let's say, no, Deuteronomy 7, verse 10, sorry.
Deuteronomy 7, 7, verse 10, 10
yeah.
A verš 10.
Oh, this is wrong as well.
To tiež nie je správne.
Okay, no, it's 7, but it's not verse 10, sorry, I can see
it. Je to 7. kapitola, tam ostávame, ale verš iba sa zmení. 27, Emily.
So, it is, we are in verse 7, and chapter 7, verse 1 and 2.
Tak prvé dva.
I can read it in English, and then someone can read it in Slovak for us, yeah? When the Lord your God brings you into the land you are entering to possess and drive out before you many nations, the Hittites, Girgashites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, seven nations larger and stronger than you. And when the Lord your God has delivered them over to you and you have defeated them, you must destroy them totally. Make no treaty with them and show them no mercy. Okay. Can someone read that in Slovak?
Keď ťa Hospodin tvoj Boh uvedie do krajiny, do ktorej sa chystáš, a keď pred tebou vyženie mnohé národy, Chetejcov, Girgášejcov, Amorejcov, Kanáncov, Perizejcov, Chivejcov a Jebusejcov, sedem národov, početnejších a mocnejších než si ty, a keď ti ich Hospodin tvoj Boh vydá a porazíš ich, musíš ich podrobiť v ubiacej kliatbe, nesmieš s nimi uzavrieť zmluvu ani sa zmilovať nad nimi.
Okay, so the idea is go in, no survivors.
Tak myšlienka z tohto je, choď a nech nie sú žiadni, ktorí prežijú.
And we see in Joshua, when he goes to Jericho.
A my vieme, alebo vidíme v Jozu, v tej knihe Jozue, keď ide do Jericha.
This is exactly what they have to do.
To je keď ide do Jericha, to je presne to, čo majú urobiť.
They are told to do the same.
Majú robiť to isté.
And in Joshua 6:21.
A Jozue 6. kapitola 21. verš.
It says they devoted the city to the Lord and destroyed with the sword every living thing in it.
Takže 6. kapitola 21.
A ostrým meča vykonali kliatbu na všetkom, čo bolo v meste, na mužoch i na ženách, na mladých a na starých, na dobytku, ovciach a osloch.
So we're not just killing the men and the women and the children, but also the animals as well.
Nezabijú sa tu iba muži, ženy, deti, ale aj zvieratá.
And pretty much the same thing happens when they go to the city of Ai.
A približne to isté sa deje, aj keď idú do mesta.
Ai. So you can see how people can think, man, what's God doing here? How can he just wipe out people like this?
Pri týchto veršoch si ľudia určite kladú otázky, že čo to má znamenať, že Boh toto chce od ľudí, aby sa likvidovali.
And it's caused many people in history to try and change their idea of what God is like.
A to aj spôsobilo, že mnohí ľudia zmenili názor na Boha.
So there's a guy in many years ago, 80 AD.
Už v roku 1880 bol jeden muž, ktorý
Awesome. What's his name? Marcion or Marchion. Yeah. And he basically got the idea. We have to have two gods. We can't have one.
A on prišiel teda v tomto roku 1880 s takou myšlienkou, že musia byť asi dvaja bohovia.
Because the God of the Old Testament is violent.
Pretože Boh starého zákona je taký násilnícky, krutý.
Whereas the God of the New Testament is nice.
Ale Boh nového zákona je taký
So we need to have two gods. There can't be one.
Takže nie je možné, aby to bol jeden boh, ale musia byť dva.
You can understand why he thought this.
Dá sa pochopiť, prečo si to myslel.
But he was kicked out of the church for this thinking. He was called a heretic because this was not the Christian idea of God.
Označovali ho za heretika, toto nebol kresťanský pohľad na Boha.
But today many people have the same thinking as him, but we just don't say it.
Ale dnes majú ľudia rovnaké zmýšľanie ako on, ale len to možno nehovoria nahlas.
We can think I don't really like the God of the Old Testament very much.
Tak si možno len hovoríme, že veľmi sa nám nepáči ten Boh starého zákona.
We can pick and choose what we like and what we don't like.
My si môžeme vybrať, čo sa nám páči, čo sa nám nepáči.
But that's actually not what we should do as Christians.
Ale to nie je to, čo máme robiť ako
Because the whole of the Bible is from God and it's God's word.
Pretože celá Biblia pochádza od Boha, je to jeho slovo.
So, what are we going to do about these verses?
Takže čo budeme robiť s týmito veršami?
First of all, my first thing for you to think about.
Tak prvá vec, o ktorej chcem, aby ste premýšľali, je
is that God had history already. With the people who lived in the Canaanite land.
Boh už zažil niečo, mal nejakú spoločnú históriu s ľuďmi, ktorí išli z Kanánu.
Yeah, the Canaanite land. I'm being careful to say people who lived in the Canaanite land. Because there were different people who lived there.
Som opatrný s tým, ako hovorím o tých ľuďoch, nehovorím, že sú z tej zeme, lebo tam žili ľudia z rôznych.
We will read about Canaanites, Amorites, all different people.
Lebo tam sú všetky tie národnosti.
Okay. So there were different people groups who lived in the land.
Takže boli tam rôzne skupiny ľudí, ktorí v tej krajine žili.
But God has a history. We can go back to Genesis and see what these people were doing and where they were in the land.
Ale my sa môžeme vrátiť ešte do knihy Genesis a vidieť, čo tí ľudia robili.
And if you were here the week when we did the maps,
ak si tu boli ten týždeň, keď sme sa venovali mapám,
you will have noticed that I showed you a map of Abraham.
Tak ste si mohli všimnúť mapu Abrahama, ktorú sme ukazovali.
And in history I went all the way back to Abraham on purpose.
A ja som sa naschvál venoval tej histórii Abrahama.
Because God took Abraham from the city of Ur.
Pretože Boh zobral Abrahama z mesta
Ur.
Tak sa to. Ur.
And he took Abraham through the land of the Canaanites and the Amorites.
A išli cez tie zeme Kanáncov a
Amorites. Yeah. But he didn't let Abraham settle in that land.
Ale nedovolil Abrahamovi, aby sa usadil v tých krajinách, tej zemi.
He showed him the land.
On iba ukázal mu.
And then he said, you cannot stay here.
A povedal mu, nemôžeš tu ostať.
And he sent Abraham's people off in a different direction to live as nomads.
A poslal týchto Abrahamových ľudí úplne iným smerom, aby žili ako kočovníci.
God was giving the Canaanites and the Amorites time.
Boh dával Kanáncom a Amorejcom čas.
In fact, he gave them 400 years.
V podstate im dal 400 rokov.
Living in this land.
Na to, aby žili v tejto zemi.
They were already sinning.
Oni hrešili?
Yeah.
Oni už žili v hriechu.
But God didn't give the land to Abraham then. He said, I will wait and give them time.
Ale Boh nedal ešte vtedy tú zem Abrahamovi, ale dal im ešte nejaký čas.
And if you turn to Genesis chapter 15.
A v Genesis 15. kapitole.
Verse 14.
14. Až po 16.
You can see what God says to Abraham.
Tak tu je napísané, čo Boh povedal Abrahamovi.
So he's talking to Abraham about his descendants, what will happen to his descendants.
A hovorí Abrahamovi, čo sa stane jeho potomkom.
He's just promised to Abraham that he will have lots of descendants and he will look after them and give them lots of things.
Hovorí o tom, ako bude mať veľa potomkov a ako im aj veľa vecí dá.
So in verse 15 it says, you however will go to your fathers in peace and be buried at a good old age. In the fourth generation, your descendants will come back here, for the sin of the Amorites has not yet reached its full measure.
Tak ten 15. 16. verš je, ty však odídeš v pokoji k svojim otcom a pochovajú ťa v úctyhodnej starobe. Vo štvrtom pokolení sa sem však vrátia, lebo doteraz nie sú dovršené viny Amorejčanov.
You know, if God was the kind of God who wanted just to wipe people out, he could have done it straight away with Abraham.
A ak by Boh bol naozaj taký, že iba chce zlikvidovať nejakých ľudí, tak to už urobil vtedy s tým Abrahamom. Tak by to urobil vtedy.
But instead, Abraham's descendants have to wander around for 400 years.
Ale naopak, Abrahamovi potomkovia musia putovať okolo ešte 400 rokov.
They have to go into slavery.
Oni musia ísť do otroctva.
Because God is giving the people in the land a chance.
Pretože Boh dáva tým ľuďom v tých krajinách ešte šancu.
The time is not quite right for those people to go into the land.
Ten čas pre tých ľudí, ktorí sa majú dostať do tej zeme, nie je taký príjemný, to čakanie.
So maybe God's not some kind of genocidal maniac. How do you translate that?
Boh možno nie je nejaký maniak genocidný. Ako sa to môže zdať?
Maybe in this story God is being patient.
V tomto príbehu je skôr Boh trpezlivý.
The people are bad. The Canaanites, the Amorites are bad.
Tí ľudia boli zlí, tí Kanánci a Amorejci boli zlí.
But maybe God's more like a compassionate gardener.
Ale Boh je v tomto prípade skôr taký súcitný.
Yeah. And he's given time.
A dáva čas.
To see if good can come.
Či to dobre môže prísť.
And then if good doesn't come, he has to do something.
A ak sa to nestane, ak to dobre nenastane, tak on musí niečo spraviť.
It's a bit like there's a story in Luke about the fig tree. I don't know if you know that story about the fig tree.
V Lukášovi je taký príbeh o
fig tree.
Figovník je fig tree.
Fig.
Áno, tak
figovník. The fig tree is not producing fruit.
Fig tree.
Sorry. the fig tree is not producing fruit.
Ten figovník nerodí ovocie.
Someone wants to cut down the tree because it's been 3 years with no fruit.
Lebo už 3 roky nezarodil.
But the idea is just give it one more year to see if it will produce fruit.
A tam je tá myšlienka, že počkajme ešte rok, či náhodou nezarodí.
And this is what we're seeing with God here.
A také niečo vidíme aj v tomto prípade.
He's not giving one more year, he's giving
Boh nedáva len rok.
Centuries.
Ale storočia ešte čaká.
And while he's waiting, the people he wants to go into the land or he is choosing to bless others have to have hard times.
A či už je to pre tých ľudí, ktorí chcú ísť do tej zeme, alebo
so that his people are suffering while jeho ľudia these bad trpia, people are,
áno, tí jeho ľudia, waiting, ktorí vlastne čakajú na to, aby mohli ísť do tej zeme, tak trpia, kým on dáva šancu ešte ako keby tým zlým.
And we can see from the story of Jonah.
A je to aj v príbehu o Jonášovi?
That the people of Nineveh,
že ľudia v Ninive,
are doing terrible things.
Robili strašné veci.
Jonah is sent to tell them about God's judgment.
A Jonáš im ide povedať o Božom rozsudku pre nich.
But God gives them a chance to repent, to change.
Ale Boh im dáva tiež šancu, aby sa zmenili.
And the most interesting thing about the story
a najzaujímavejšie na tom príbehu
is that Jonah is annoyed with God.
Je, že Jonáš sa hnevá na Boha.
Because he knows God wants to forgive.
Pretože on vie, že Boh im chce odpustiť.
And Jonah wants them
ale,
to be wiped out.
Ale Jonáš by ich najradšej
Killed.
Zabil.
Yeah. But God isn't like that.
Ale Boh nie je taký.
He wants to give a chance.
On im dáva šancu.
This idea of God's patience we can see throughout the Bible.
A v celej Biblii vidíme tento koncept taký Boha ako trpezlivého.
But God's patience only lasts so long.
Ale tá trpezlivosť trvá istý čas.
In our story here we've got 400 years.
V tomto príbehu máme 400 rokov.
Other times maybe it's longer.
Niekedy je to možno ešte dlhšie.
Maybe it's shorter.
A niekedy kratšie.
But God waits to act and then acts when he thinks it's the right time.
Ale Boh čaká na to, kým začne konať, a koná vtedy, keď je podľa neho správny čas.
Okay, so my first point you're going to discuss later.
Takže prvá vec, o ktorej sa budete rozprávať neskôr.
Is it okay to say that God was patient?
Je to ako ten argument, keď nám teda niekto povie, že aký je Boh podľa Biblie, to, že je trpezlivý dostatočný, alebo je to správny argument?
Is it something you could argue against someone who's saying God is terrible, he goes in and kills people?
Je to niečo, čo môžeme použiť, keď nám niekto povie, že pozri sa, Boh zabíja ľudí, vidíš to v celej Biblii. Argument, či je trpezlivý. Mm-hmm.
Number two thing.
Druhá vec na zamyslenie.
It's linked to God's patience.
Je to tiež spojené s tou trpezlivosťou.
And it's his judgment.
A je to rozsudok.
Mm-hmm.
Súd.
So, when some people read the story about the Canaanites,
keď ľudia čítajú príbeh o Kanáncoch,
they feel sorry for the poor Canaanites.
Tak môže im byť ľúto tých ubohých Kanáncov.
The Canaanites are the victims of this terrible God.
Oni sú v podstate obeťami tohto hrozného Boha.
And these Israelites which cause trouble.
A Izraelitov, ktorí len spôsobujú robia problémy.
But maybe that's the wrong way to look at the story.
Ale to je možno zlý prístup k tomu.
Maybe the Canaanites aren't the victims at all.
Možno tí Kanáci vôbec nie sú obeťami.
Maybe they were the ones that were doing wrong.
Možno oni boli tí, čo robili zle.
And God has to come as a judge to make sure justice is done.
A Boh musí prísť ako sudca, aby bolo spravodlivosti vykonané zadosť.
So for example, when someone does something which is terrible and they are not judged for it, they are allowed to get away with it, then we are angry.
Pretože ak robí niekto niečo zlé, nie je za to potrestaný a môže ísť ďalej bez toho, aby bol nejaký trest, tak sa na to hneváme.
When there's a big businessman who builds motorways and and takes lots of money, wastes the money and gets away with it, we're angry.
A keď zoberie veľa peňazí, odíde s nimi niekam a nič sa mu nestane, tak nás to hnevá.
When there's a criminal who does something and is not caught by the police or is not sent to prison, we are angry.
Alebo ak nejaký kriminálnik niečo spraví a nejde do väzenia za to, tak sme nahnevaní.
Because we want justice.
Pretože chceme spravodlivosť.
It's a big thing in these times that there's always someone must be brought to justice.
Je to možno aj to týchto v súčasnosti taká tendencia, že chceme, aby boli potrestaní, alebo aby to tá spravodlivosť bola.
And so in this story we see God actually holding people to account, judging them for what they've done.
A práve v tomto príbehu vidíme, ako Boh vlastne súdi ľudí za to, čo spravili.
And so on one side we're happy that there's justice.
Na jednej strane sme radi, že je spravodlivosť.
But on the other side we're unhappy because these people are killed.
A na druhej strane nie sme radi, lebo sú zabití tí ľudia.
And so kind of God can't win.
Takže že Boh vlastne nemôže vyhrať.
Because he judges, because we want people to be judged.
On súdi ľudí, lebo my chceme, aby boli súdení.
We want justice.
Chceme spravodlivosť.
But on the other hand, we don't want justice.
A na druhej strane vlastne nechceme spravodlivosť.
It's a problem.
A je to problém.
We want mercy and we want justice.
My chceme milosť a chceme.
But we need to have the justice or there's no moral framework to live by.
Ale musíme mať spravodlivosť, aby existovala nejaká morálna štruktúra, podľa ktorej máme žiť.
So what was it that the Canaanites were doing so bad?
Tak čo bolo to, čo tí Kanánci vlastne robili také zle?
Why did God have to finally at the end do something to them?
Prečo Boh nakoniec musel s nimi niečo spraviť?
We can find that in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter
12.
And I hope verse 29.
A teraz by to mohol byť verš 29.
Ah, yes, it's there. 29 to 31.
29 až 31.
Stenka, can you read for us?
Keď Hospodin tvoj Boh vytinoží spred teba národy, ktoré si ideš podmaniť, keď si ich podmaníš a budeš bývať v ich krajine, po ich vyrúbení spred teba, chráň sa uviaznuť v osídle a nasledovať ich. Nedopýtuj sa na ich bohov, hovoriac, ako tieto národy slúžili týmto bohom, tak budem konať i ja. Nepočínaj si tak voči Hospodinovi svojmu Bohu, lebo všetko, čo je Hospodinovi, tvojmu Bohu ohavnosťou, čo nenávidí, to oni robili svojim Bohom, lebo spaľovali aj svojich synov a svoje céry na poctu svojich Bohov.
So we have just one example of what they were doing.
Máme jeden príklad toho, čo robili.
So if you're sacrificing your sons and daughters,
ak obetuješ svojich synov a céry,
pretty bad. And that's just one thing we're told about.
A to je jedna z vecí, o ktorej sme hovorili.
So when some people look at these verses, they're thinking that the Canaanites are the victims.
Keď sa ľudia pozrú na tieto verše, tak si hovoria, že Kanánci sú obete.
And that God is the evil doer.
A Boh je ten zlý.
If we were to hear the names of the victims, the people the Canaanites killed, and what they did, it changes our view.
Keby sme poznali mená obetí tých Kanáncov, tak by sme tých Kanáncov videli v inom svetle.
I've got a very nice line from the book that I told you about.
To teraz bude pár myšlenok z tej knihy, o ktorej som vám hovoril.
I'll say it slowly because you have to take it in.
Budem to hoviť pomaly, aby ste to, aby sme to spracovali.
It says, God's patience is meaningless without his eventual judgment.
Božia trpezlivosť nemá zmysel bez následného súdu.
He could be patient, but in the end he must do something.
On môže byť trpezlivý, ale nakoniec musí niečo urobiť.
But his judgment is merciless, so without mercy, without extreme patience.
Ale jeho rozsudok nie je milosrdný a
without lots of patience.
A nie je tam veľa trpezlivosti.
So what we see is it's good that God is patient.
Takže to, čo vidíme v tom, je, že je dobré, že Boh je trpezlivý.
But to be the just and righteous God, he must act at some point.
Ale na to, aby bol spravodlivý Boh, tak musí naozaj potom aj niečo vykonať.
But he can't be a God who judges without being patient.
On nemôže byť Boh, ktorý súdí bez toho, aby bol trpezlivý.
This is how God kind of answers the paradox between mercy and justice.
Toto je spôsob, akým môže byť vysvetlený ten paradox medzi milosťou a mercy and justice a spravodlivosťou.
So he gives people time.
On dáva ľuďom čas.
He's not the God who just goes in and wipes people out just because he wants to.
On nie je taký Boh, ktorý len príde, zabije ľudí iba preto, že by chcel.
But he acts justly after giving people time.
Ale on koná spravodlivo potom, čo dá ľuďom nejaký čas.
Is that a good enough argument?
Je to dosť dobrý argument.
So we got the patience and we got the justice arguments.
Máme teda trpezlivosť potom spravodlivosťou.
When you go into your group, you have to discuss, is this good enough or is there something else that we need?
V skupinkách sa budeme na to rozprávať.
I've got one more thing.
A ešte mám jednu vec.
Before you can talk.
Predtým, než sa budete, budeme môcť rozprávať.
Because we haven't answered certain things.
Ešte stále sme na isté veci neodpovedali.
We haven't answered, is it okay for us to commit some genocide today because God tells us to?
Neodpovedali sme na otázku napríklad, že je to v poriadku, aby sme my spáchali nejakú genocídu, ak by nám Boh dal taký pokyn, že to máme spraviť?
It's an important question. Because we see in the newspapers now, ISIS are doing many of the things which we read about in the Bible.
Pretože je to dosť aktuálne aj v tomto čase, keď čítame o islamskom štáte, ale to, čo sa deje. Lebo robia v podstate tie isté veci.
So, when we were reading the book of Joshua and preparing for this series,
a keď sme čítali túto knihu Jozue, keď sa pripravovali na túto sériu.
We would also look at our newspapers and see things which were horribly similar to what was happening in some parts of the world now.
A bolo až hrozne podobné a to, čo sme čítali v Biblii, ako to, čo sme čítali v novinách.
So is it possible that God will call us to do the same again?
Je možné, aby nás Boh volal robiť to isté znovu?
And question number two,
a druhá otázka,
we haven't answered yet,
ktorú sme tiež ešte nezodpovedali,
is why did God involve the women and the children and the animals in this?
Že prečo Boh zahrnul do tohto aj ženy, deti, zvieratá?
Because weren't they innocent?
Neboli nevinní?
So let's try and just think of something that we can say. And again, these may not be good enough answers for you.
A toto možno nebudú pre vás dosť dobré odpovede.
That's what we're going to discuss in the group. That's the idea.
Cieľ je ten, aby sme sa o tom rozprávali v skupinke.
So, let's go for this whole idea of genocide.
Tak poďme sa pozrieť na tú myšlienku genocídy. Najskôr.
And there is something which I think is quite interesting.
A je niečo, čo si ja považujem za celkom zaujímavé.
In Deuteronomy 20.
V Deuteronomiu 20.
God gives the Israelites instructions for how to behave as people going to war.
Going to war. Aha. Yeah. Boh dáva Izraelitom inštrukcie o tom, ako sa majú pripraviť, aký majú byť predtým, že idú do vojny. Ako sa pripraviť na tú vojnu.
And in verse 10, so it's chapter 20, verse 10.
A v tej 20. kapitole, 10. verši,
it says, when you march up to attack a city, make its people an offering of peace.
Tam sa píše, keď sa priblížiš k niektorému mestu, aby si ho dobil, ponúkni mu mier.
And then there are different things that will happen if they accept peace.
Absolutely.
Then there are different things that happen
a
if
potom,
they accept peace.
A potom nasledujú rôzne veci, ktoré nasledujú teda potom miery.
This is very different to what was instructed about the Canaanite land.
To je iné inštrukcie, ako dostali Kanánci.
Yeah. It seems that there was completely different idea of what should happen to the people in the promised land and what should happen to other nations.
Sú tam dva úplne iné zámery s ľuďmi, mm-hmm. ktorí sa majú dostať do zasľúbenej zeme a s tými Kanáncami.
So God didn't want the Israelites to first go into the Canaanite land and kill all of them and then go somewhere else and do the same.
Boh nechcel, aby Izraeliti išli, aby Izraeliti pozabíjali Kanáncov a potom išli do ďalšej krajiny a robili to isté.
He didn't want them to form some kind of empire.
On nechcel, aby si vybudovali nejakú ríšu.
The Canaanite fight conquest seems to be unique.
Tento boj s Kanáncami vyzerá byť taký úplne jedinečný.
Because for other times the idea is that if you need to fight, then you offer peace first.
Pretože v iných prípadoch hovorí, ak idete s niekým bojovať, najskôr im ponúknite mier.
Which is completely different to what anyone else at that time thought about.
A vôbec tento prístup je úplne iný, ako by hocikto v tej dobe mal.
So the bronze aged people this time of period.
Ľudia z doby bronzovej.
They would have all gone in and killed everyone. That's the standard practice.
Štandardom by bolo, že proste idú a pozabíjajú sa.
But in the Bible, God is telling his people to be different.
Ale Boh hovorí svojim ľuďom v Biblii, aby boli iní.
Apart from this Canaanite situation.
Okrem tej situácie s Kanáncami.
So it's not something, this Canaanite conquest, to be repeated.
Takže v podstate tá vec s tými Kanáncami nebol to nejaký model, ktorý by sa opakoval aj potom neskôr.
So when Christians have gone into different countries in the past in the name of God and killed lots of people, they got it wrong.
Tak ak kresťania išli do nejakých
went in the past, yeah.
Tak oni ak v minulosti išli dobíjať nejaké krajiny a urobili to inak, ako im bolo povedané v tom, že teda ponúknite im najskôr mier, tak to robili zle.
They didn't read all of their Bible.
Oni nečítali celú Bibliu.
They saw Joshua and let's march as soldiers into the land.
Oni videli Jozuu a videli, ako pochoduje do tým Kanáncom.
But they didn't read this part in Deuteronomy which says, offer peace first. If someone attacks you, if you have to go to war.
Oni zrejme nečítali túto časť Deuteronomiu, ktorá hovorí o tom, že ak ideš niekým bojovať, tak mu najskôr ponúkni mier.
Because God didn't send the Israelites to get rid of, you know, first the Canaanites, then what about going back to Egypt? To get rid of them.
A Boh nepoužíval Izraelitov na to, aby sa zbavil najskôr Kanáncov a potom, tak chodí ešte naspäť do Egypta.
Because they worship different gods also. So why not get them too?
Pretože však aj oni uctievali iných bohov, tak prečo by sme aj tých nezvykli
That wasn't the case.
To nebol ten prípad.
God must have had some special reason that the Canaanite people had done so bad, the sin was so much that that was enough.
Boh musel mať nejaký dôvod, prečo tých Kanáncov takto, takto k ním pristupoval. Museli robiť niečo veľmi zlé.
So I think the idea of us going on some holy war.
Tak myslím si, že myšlienka toho, že my by sme išli teraz do nejakej svätej vojny,
is not possible.
Nie je možná.
But you can discuss that in your group.
Ale každopádne môžeme sa to rozprávať.
Final thing, and then I will be quiet.
Posledná vec.
Why did they have to kill the men, women and children?
Prečo museli zabíjať aj mužov, aj ženy?
And animals.
A zvieratá.
You know, I've got some things that I've read, but I don't know if they're good arguments again.
Ja opäť mám niečo, čo som prečítal, ale neviem, či sú to dobré argumenty.
Maybe you have some better ideas than me.
Možno vy budete mať lepšie.
But I read a guy, is in my book again, there's a guy called Chris Wright, he's an Old Testament historian author.
A v tej knihe hovorí aj biblický historik Starého zákona, to meno.
And he's the man who said that in the Bronze Age the idea was that you went into a city and killed everyone.
A on práve hovorí o tom, že v tej dobe bronzovej sa to fungovalo tak, že išiel si do mesta, ktoré si chcel a pozabíjal ľudí.
And he said maybe God allows the Israelites to do what other people at the time were doing.
A on hovorí, že možno Boh on dovolil Izraelitom urobiť to, čo v tej dobe robili.
Maybe God makes an exception from what he really likes.
Možno Boh urobil výnimku z toho, čo on naozaj chcel a mal rád.
I don't know if that's a good argument.
Ale neviem, či je to dobrý argument.
But we can also see in the Bible,
ale vidíme aj v Biblii,
I think it was with Moses, God allowed divorce.
Bolo to v prípade Mojžiša a jeho rozvodu, že Boh mu dovolený rozvod.
I would need to find a verse for that. But I'm pretty sure he did.
Som si veľmi istý, že to tak bolo.
But then later in the Bible we know that God says he hates divorce.
Ale potom neskôr v Biblii čítame, že Boh nenávidí rozvod.
You could maybe argue the same for slavery.
A niečo podobné nájdeme aj s otroctvom.
God allows slavery to happen.
On dovolil otroctvo.
Even though we know that he thinks everyone is equal.
Hoci vieme, že si myslí, že všetci sú si rovní, tak dopustil otroctvo.
So maybe God makes concessions, exceptions at certain times.
Tak možno Boh niekedy robí nejaké výnimky v istých chvíľach.
Don't know if I like that one. I'm not sure.
Nie, som si istý.
Or maybe the women and the children were not so innocent themselves.
A možno tie ženy a deti sami neboli také nevinné.
Maybe we just assume that the men are all the baddies. But maybe it wasn't like that. Maybe the women were as bad.
Ale možno tak nebolo, možno aj tie ženy boli zlé.
Maybe thank you, Petra. Maybe the children were so indoctrinated into the way of life that there was no hope for them.
A možno tie deti boli tak, pokladám, že to slovo je také ako infiltrované do toho celého.
We don't know. It's just an idea.
Nevieme. Je to také myšlienky.
So maybe God was like some kind of surgeon.
Boh možno bol iba ako taký operatér.
Who can see that there is a problem in the leg.
Ktorý videl, že je nejaký problém v nohe.
And he decides that he has to cut off the whole leg to stop the disease spreading to the rest of the body. I don't know.
Musel odrezať celú nohu, preto aby sa to zlo nerozšírilo ďalej do celého tela.
One interesting thing that I did read.
Jedna zaujímavá vec, ktorú som čítal.
Is that the Israelites themselves.
Je, že Izraeliti sami.
They are warned about their behavior in the land.
Oni sa
They are told, be careful.
How you... aby dávali pozor na to, ako sa správajú.
And so, Leviticus. I have it in Leviticus. 18.
19.
No, it can't be 18.
No, 18. 18, ale ani 18. Ja som povedala 19.
It can't be 18 because that's about something completely different.
Ale 18 je niečo úplne.
I will find it in here. Where did I read it? It says 18 here. Okay. It says, I'll do it, say in English. Do not defile yourselves. In other words, do not sin.
Is it from do not sin.
Yeah, but don't read it from there. Okay. Because it's, I can't find it.
Takže je to niekde z toho Leviticu, ale nevieme to nájsť, takže budeme z tej knihy.
No, it's here, sorry, I lied. Leviticus 18.
Tak je to 18.
Yeah.
Chapter 19?
No, 18, verse 24.
Takže, 18. kapitola, 24. verš.
And it goes on to maybe 28.
Pokračuje to až do nejakého 28. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Zdenka, can you read that for us?
Ničím z toho sa nepoškvrňujte, lebo tým všetkým sa poškvrňovali národy, ktoré vyháňam spred vás. Tak sa krajina poškvrnila, ale ja som ju potrestal pre jej neprávosť, takže krajina musela vydáviť svojich obyvateľov. Vy však zachovávajte moje ustanovenia i moje právne predpisy, nekonajte nič z týchto ohavností, a to tak domorodec, ako aj cudzinec, ktorý sa zdržuje medzi vami. Lebo všetky tieto ohavnosti páchali ľudia tejto krajiny, ktorí boli pred vami, a tak sa krajina poškvrnila. Potom vás krajina nevydáví za to, že ju poškvrníte, ako vydávila národy, ktoré boli pred vami.
So the Israelites are warned that if they are sinful in the same ways, then the land will vomit them up.
Takže Izraeliti boli varovaní, že ak budú hrešiť, tak krajina ich vydáví.
So, the big problem is the sin. Too much sin is happening. And before we read about the Canaanites involved in sacrificing sons and daughters, this chapter is about unlawful sexual relations. So maybe they were involved in that too.
Možno boli aj do toho nejak zapojení.
One more person. You can just talk about these ideas. Okay, I'll be very quick. 2 minutes. There's a man called Paul Copan.
Jeden muž, ktorý sa volá Paul Copan.
He wrote a book called Is God a Moral Monster?
Napísal knihu s názvom Je Boh nemorálne monštrum?
And from history, and from reading the Bible, and the words in the Bible, he thinks that actually there were probably no women or children in these cities.
On predpokladá, že v týchto mestách neboli ani ženy, ani deti.
He thinks, I don't know if it's true, I can't find it in the Bible, but he thinks
on si myslí, nevieme, či to je pravda, nie je to niekde v Biblii, ale on si myslí
that these cities were military bases.
On hovorí, že to boli také vojenské základne.
And the people in the cities were serving the soldiers.
A títo ľudia, čo tam žili, slúžili vlastne ako vojaci.
So, for example, Rahab was providing a service to the soldiers.
Tak napríklad Abraham ši... možno len zabezpečoval služby tak nejaké ako vojenské.
Don't worry. You understand. Don't worry. So she was providing some service to the soldiers in his view.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, he would say, if you had a big city full of people, don't worry, if you have a big city full of people,
ak máš mesto plné ľudí,
it would be impossible to kill them all.
Nebolo by možné zabiť ich všetkých.
He also said, again, I don't know if this is true, this is his thinking, that the word for 1,000,
on tiež hovorí, že slovo, ktoré označuje tisíc,
can actually mean unit or squad.
Môže tiež označovať jednotku alebo squad. It's a
squad is like a military term.
Aha, to je taký vojenský termín nejaká. Taká vojenská jednotka.
So maybe it was a military attack.
Tak možno to bol vojenský útok.
And the reason they could walk around Jericho 7 times in one day.
A dôvod, prečo mohli chodiť okolo Jericha 7 krát za deň.
And then fight.
A potom bojovať.
Was because Jericho wasn't so big.
Je preto, že Jericho nebolo také veľké.
And there weren't so many people there.
Že to nebolo toľko ľudí.
Interesting.
Zaujímavé.
I don't know how true it is. So, what I'd like us to do now. We have some time.
Máme teraz ešte nejaký čas.
I highlighted maybe 4 different things.
Vyrazne tak 4 veci.
God's patience.
Božiu trpezlivosť.
God's justice.
Spravodlivosť.
What are the other things? Also, I had the idea that the people did such bad things but genocide is not acceptable in every situation. It was a one-off.
Ďalej to...
Unique is the word.
Ďalej to bolo to, že...
The Canaanite contest was unique.
Že ten prístup tým Kanáncom bol taký jedinečný, že bežne sa to tak nerobilo, ale že pri nich to bolo také úplne špeciálne.
And number 4, maybe the women, children were not so innocent.
A posledný taký koncept bol, že tie ženy a deti neboli